I'm not a good gift giver. Early on in our marriage, my sweetheart told me she wanted a ceiling fan in our apartment living room. Our anniversary was coming up, so my logical left side of the brain told my right hand to write down ceiling fan for anniversary gift. I bought her a ceiling fan. On our anniversary, she opened it up and so sweetly said, "Thank you. I wanted a ceiling fan, but I could tell something was wrong." And so I asked, like husbands do, "You don't like it?" And she kindly replied, "I do, but it's not really an anniversary gift." She was right. I mean, nothing says happy anniversary, babe, like an orange bag from Home Depot. Lesson learned. Fast forward to Christmas. Leading up to Christmas, Andrea mentioned to me she had been wanting a bathroom scale. Well, my left brain remembered the lesson I learned, and I knew that's a terrible anniversary gift. But I reasoned for some reason that that would be a great gift to give her to celebrate Jesus' birthday. So that Christmas morning, we sat on the floor and unwrapped our gifts. I waited until the end for her to unwrap this gift, the big gift, the one I just knew she would love. And when she unwrapped it, I knew something was wrong. Any husband listening knows where I went wrong. It was Christmas. She'd been wanting a scale, but not for Christmas. It all makes sense to me now, but back then, I just knew I nailed it. I should have just bought the scale in a routine trip to Walmart and bought something more thoughtful for Christmas. Lesson learned. But she was gracious and told me she'd been wanting a ceiling fan and a scale, but I knew better. I'm just not a very good gift giver. Some gifts, no matter how pretty or how pricey, they just aren't right. Hello, Simplify friends. You're listening to LJ Harry, and you're listening to One Gift God Won't Accept on Simplify. Today's episode is sponsored by John Austin Custom Clothier. Visit FrenchThread.net to schedule your personal custom suit fitting or order fashionable men's accessories. And for my Simplify listeners, use promo code SIMPLIFY to get 15% off your purchase today. When it comes to marriage, it's often better to give the wrong gift than no gift. When it comes to our relationship with God, it's definitely better to give the wrong gift than no gift. It's better to sing in the key of G flat when everyone else is singing in the key of D flat than not to sing at all. Well, maybe. My music fans out there could contest that. But there is one gift God won't accept. Jesus told about it in Matthew chapter 5. He told us if we come to worship Him, but we know somebody has something against us, we need to leave our gift at the altar and go make it right with them. Jesus doesn't even argue if you're right or they're right. He just tells us to reconcile because reconciliation is right. And it's not easy, but it is right. Reconciliation is so right. Jesus commanded us to go out of our way to be reconciled with our brother and sister. Even take the time to make things right with them before we try to make things right with Him. I don't know of any gift more valuable to God than our worship. I don't know of any time of the week the Lord loves more than when we all gather together in His house and we worship Him together. But Jesus said, if you get to church and remember your brother is upset with you, you need to go and reconcile with them before you come to the altar. Now for us, coming to the altar, that's a 20-foot walk from our row to the altar. But for them, it was much longer. Remember, Jesus was teaching people who were traveling from their house to God's house in Jerusalem to offer sacrifices. Some of them traveled 3 days one way just to get there. They brought animals from their farm. Others bought animals at the temple to sacrifice. After 3 days on the road, 3 days without air conditioning or DVD players, 3 days of, "Are we there yet?" and, "This is my side, that's your side, stay on your side," they finally made it to the temple. But imagine their horror if they got to the temple and suddenly remembered that someone back home was mad at them. Jesus told us He wouldn't accept our gift until we made it right with them. Now, it would have been much easier, certainly much cheaper, to go home after church and make it right with them later. But Jesus said no deal. He commanded them to leave their sacrifice at the temple in Jerusalem, hop back on their horse or hoof it all the way back home, and make things right with their brother or sister. Now that's three more days of, I'm bored, I'm hot, I'm tired. And finally, when they reconcile with their brother or sister, then they could hop back on their horse or hoof it all the way back to Jerusalem to offer their sacrifice as worship to God. Jesus was establishing an unchanging law. We can only be in right relationship with Him when we are in right relationship with each other. If we're not, we really can't be right with Him. And our worship is one gift He won't accept when our brother is upset with us. If you know somebody is mad at you or was hurt by you, even if it was unintentional, even if it was something that somebody thought happened but didn't happen, we need to make things right with them. It could be something as simple as going to them and saying, I'm so sorry I hurt you, or I'm sorry for what I said, or I'm sorry I didn't say something to you the last time we were together and you felt like I was ignoring you. Whatever the case is, before you bring your sacrifice, your gift to God to give to Him in worship, we need to make things right with each other. Before you stand on the platform this Sunday to sing, or before you walk up to the altar to pray, you need to call or text or email them to ask them to forgive you. Now what that will do is get hurt and hate out of our own heart, but it will also help us to get hurt and hate out of their heart. If someone is angry with us, even hates us, we need to do all we can to help get the hate out of their heart so we and they can all be right with God. And when we worship God, after we've made it right with one another, we will find worship is one gift God will always accept, even if you sing one or two or three or four keys off everybody else. We're going to pray. And when we pray, I want you to ask God if there's anybody in your life upset with you. Jesus said if you know anybody has aught against you, that just means if you know somebody is mad at you, ask God to forgive you for what you did to hurt them or to cause them to be upset with you, and ask them to forgive you for what you did. Make it right with others so you can be right with God. Lord Jesus, I thank you for your mercy. I thank you, God, for loving us and forgiving us for when we do wrong. I pray today, Lord, if there's anyone in my life who's upset with me, anybody in my life mad at me, Lord, please forgive me for what I did to hurt them or what I didn't do, I should have done, that would have helped heal them. I pray, God, if there's anybody, please show me. Please let me know so I can make it right with them. I want to be right with you. I want to be right with others. Help me, Lord, I pray today to seek and to pursue reconciliation, both with you and with others. And I pray help every listener who's listening to this episode to do the same. We love you. Thank you, God, for your mercy and forgiveness. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to let all of that just kind of sink in for a second. I hope this episode has been a help to you. I hope it's given you a little bit of direction on what you can do to help improve your relationships, not only with others, but even with God. Scripture even says that husbands need to treat their wives right so our prayers are not hindered. So guys, if you feel like your prayers aren't being heard, maybe you need to take a closer look at your relationship with your wife before you take a closer look at your relationship with God. Maybe that's the key to having a closer relationship with God. Hope this episode's been a help to you. If so, let me know on Simplify. You can let me know on the podcast, on Podbean. You can comment, or on social media. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at LJAndAndrea. That's LJ and Andrea. Or on Facebook, LJ.Harry. I want to give you an update on the downloads war we're having. Right now, you probably have heard, if you've been listening for the last couple of weeks, that California and Ohio are in a dead heat for the most downloads. And as of right now, California is edging out the great state of Ohio, where I'm from, by 9 downloads. It's just that close. So all of my Ohio friends and fans, make sure you go to Simplify, download a few episodes. And even while we've been talking, somebody in Ohio downloaded one more. So they're closing the gap. Now it's only 8. However, my friends up in Canada, Ontario has a very solid 35 download lead over the second place placeholder right now, which is British Columbia. I've been to both provinces. They're both wonderful. British Columbia does have an edge on Ontario when it comes to beauty. It's just beautiful out there in British Columbia. Next week will be the first two-part episode I'm going to do, and it deals with the things we say. It's called A Matter of Life and Death, Part 1, aptly, because it is a two-part series. I look forward to sharing that with you next week, and always look forward to walking closer with Jesus as we walk through Simplify.